Hello, this is Jonathan Morris, recording our second edition of As Heard by Culture. Today we're going to learn about Guatemala, the amazing landscape, and some of the best food. Come along and listen with us all about Guatemala. Let's start out with some fun facts about Guatemala. Although most people eat three meals a day, some families can only afford to eat one meal. They snack on tortillas for the rest of the day. Soldiers serving in Guatemala in the Guatemalan army are not allowed to vote in elections. That's kind of crazy. They're required to stay in their barracks on election day. That's really sad. Guatemalans don't usually point to something or someone with their finger because it is considered rude. Instead, they point with their lips. It's like you're kissing. Pointing at them. Instead of saying, psst, they get someone's attention. Guatemalans say, shh, shh. They make tortillas. People grow corn, dry it, sometimes on their roof, and they take it to Molino, the mill that grinds the corn into flour. Then they take the flour, add some water, and cook the dough. Sounds good. What makes chewing gum chewy is chicha, made from the sap of a sapodilla tree, which grows in Guatemala. I wonder if that's where we get all our chewing gum from. When you hail a taxi or a bus, making a bigger hand motion indicates you have a greater distance to travel. It's a good system. Guatemala is famous for the marimba, a musical instrument similar to a xylophone, made from wood and played with a rubber padded stick. The massive ceiba tree can grow taller than 100 feet and is the national tree of Guatemala. Whoa, those were some interesting, fun facts. Here's the country anthem for you. Such patriotism. I'm starting to tear up. So good. It's really good. Didn't you like that? I thought it was very good. So that was just a little bit of an introduction to what Guatemala is like. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Guatemalan land and climate. The actual name for Guatemala is called Republic of Guatemala. Just to let you know. Guatemala is just smaller than Cuba or the state of Tennessee. The westernmost country in Central America, Guatemala is covered with mountains and 32 volcanoes. More than half the volcanoes still erupt, like Pacaya volcano did violently in 2010. As a result of this volcanic activity, earthquakes are common and hot springs can be found all over Guatemala. The country also has many forests. These forests hide ancient ruins, possibly some that haven't even been discovered. Wouldn't it be cool to discover an ancient ruin? Most people live in the fertile, well-watered southwestern lowlands located along the Pacific coast. Ancient Mayan cities such as Tikal are found in Guatemalan jungles, where rare animals like the jaguar, puma, or ocelot live. The eastern central portion of the country is hot and dry. In the coastal lowlands, it is hot and humid. In the highlands, days are warm and nights are usually cool. In Guatemala City, the weather usually stays at about 70 degrees Fahrenheit, 21 degrees Celsius. It's no wonder the people there call their country the land of the eternal spring. November through April is the dry season. Rain usually falls in May or October. Wow, that was some really cool facts about Guatemala and the climate. Now I'm going to see if you can say it in the Guatemalan dialect, a.k.a. Spanish. Spanish is the second most widely spoken language in the world. That's just a little fun fact about Spanish. Spanish is spoken in many dialects, but this is just the dialect of Guatemala. Hello. It means buenas. Goodbye means adios. Please means por favor. Thank you means gracias. Yes means sí. And no means no. And amigo means friend. Just so you know. So if you're saying goodbye to your friend, you could say adios, amigos. I bet you've heard that term before. Okay. Last episode, we told you how to make some of the marvelous food in France. I bet you're wondering what kind of food they have in Guatemala. Well, I'm going to tell you how to make a dessert, main course, and a side dish that I know you'll love. First, the main course is called carne en jason, marinated meat. Note, this dish is also commonly called pollo, chicken, and jason when it is prepared using chicken. Ingredients, 1/4 cup peanut oil, 1 medium onion, thinly chopped, 2 cloves, garlic, 2 red or green bell peppers, seeded and chopped. 1 hot red or green pepper, seeded and chopped. 3 pounds lean boneless beef chuck cut into 1-inch cubes. 10-ounce canned Mexican green tomatoes with liquid. 3 medium tomatoes, peeled and coarsely chopped. 1 bay leaf. 2 cloves. 1 1/2 teaspoon oregano, salt, pepper, 1 1/2 cup beef stock, 2 stale tortillas, or 2 tablespoons white flour, or 2 tablespoons cornmeal. Directions. Heat oil in heavy saucepan. Saute onion, garlic, and peppers until the onion is soft. And the meat in the other ingredients, except the tortilla, or the flour, or cornmeal. Liquid should barely cover the meat. And add a little more stock if necessary. Cover and simmer gently until the beef is tender, for about 2 hours. If using tortillas, soak them in cold water and crumble them like bread. Using white flour or cornmeal, mix with a little cold water, add to the pan, and simmer uncovered until the sauce is thick. That sounds really good. Here's your side dish, called arroz guatemalteco, Guatemalan rice. Ingredients, 2 cups of rice, 2 tablespoons peanut oil, 1 cup mixed vegetables, carrots, celery, sweet red peppers, and peas. Salt and pepper to taste. 4 cups of chicken or beef stock. Directions. Saute rice in oil until rice has absorbed the oil but has not changed color. Add vegetables, salt, and pepper to taste, and 4 cups of stock. Bring to boil. Cover, reduce heat, and simmer until liquid has been absorbed. About 20 minutes. I'm just going to throw in another side dish because I know you'll like them. Side dish.
Frijoles negros.
Black bean.
But isn't it fun to say frijoles?
Yeah, it's fun. Say it.
Frijoles.
Ingredients. 2 cups of water. 1 tablespoon of salt. 1 pound of black beans. 1 clove of garlic. 1/2 an onion chopped in large pieces. 2 tablespoons oil. Optional. Directions. 1. Combine water, salt, beans, garlic, and onion in pressure cooker for approximately 40 minutes. Beans may then be eaten whole or mashed and fried with 2 tablespoons of oil for about 20 minutes. Now here's your dessert. I know you've been waiting for this. It's the best part. Trust me, the best part. Dessert. Plátanos al horno, baked bananas. Yum! Ingredients. 2 tablespoons sugar. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 2 ripe bananas. 2 tablespoons butter. Directions. 1. Mix sugar and cinnamon together. Peel the bananas and split them open lengthwise, but do not cut completely through. Sprinkle them inside and out with the sugar mixture. Coat a baking dish with butter and add the bananas. Bake in 350 degrees Fahrenheit oven for 20 to 30 minutes until soft and brown. Serve warm with fresh cream and honey. That's going to be really good. So next time you invite your friends over, you can surprise them with this fantastic Guatemalan dish. Ooh, I bet your mouth is watering as I speak. It's gonna be really yummy. Okay, so here's some stuff about the personalities of people in Guatemala. Guatemalans are generous, warm, polite, and humble. They value honesty, family, unity, personal honor, work, and education. Optimism is less common than the acceptance of misfortune. People often believe they are unable to change their condition, either for lack of empowerment or because some things are God's will. Personal criticism taken seriously should be avoided. Punctuality is admired, but not strictly observed. That's interesting. People are considered more important than schedules. This approach to time is referred to as hora chapina, the Guatemalan hour. Guatemalans are gracious to love, make jokes of almost any situation, and to strive to make any social interaction comfortable. The phrase no tenga pena, don't worry, is commonly used to set others at ease. You may be thinking that Guatemala is awesome. But even though this is true, there's still some bad sides. Not very many people go to school in Guatemala. And the literacy rate is very low, sending only 81% of men to school and 71% of women that are literacy, that can read or write. Lots of gangs take up Guatemala, battling over drugs or alcohol. They get innocent kids and they just say, come with me, you'll have a better life if you shoot people, which I really don't get. If you ever move to Guatemala, stay safe. Trust me, you really want to stay safe. Lots of children run to America because it is too dangerous in Guatemala or places near where they live. For example, if a kid is in a bad neighborhood and they're not even allowed to leave their house because
it's so unsafe that they might just get shot as soon as they leave their house, they really have no choice but to run to America. And the thing is, Americans, we try to help and we think we're helping, but honestly, we could do better. We keep them in big, unsanitary places, and some of them go up for adoption, but the rest just go back to their country, which is, to me, really sad. I think it's very sad that this happens in our country. Education is 2 years of preschool. The second year is called preparatoria. 5 years of school and 5 to 6 years of secondary school. Your second school is broken up into two levels, básicos and diversificados. Básicos lasts 3 years and is required in order to enter technical colleges. Wow, that's kind of crazy. Básicos lasts 3 years and is required in order to enter technical college. I'm just reading that sentence again for you. Last 2 or 3 years is diversificado, depending on the course of study, and is required to in order to attend a university. Students pay a tuition to attend their school. Diversificado. Making it inaccessible for many. Wow, that's really surprising. A lot of countries really need to step up their game about education. Now, I'm just going to mention the 4 barriers of education to you. The first barrier of education is, I'm just mentioning these to you, because you might want to know this, because it goes for a lot of undeveloped countries like Guatemala. The first barrier of education is poverty. A lot of people in Guatemala face poverty. And that's really sad because if they are poor, then that means they won't get a good education. And that means that they won't be able to find jobs, which means they'll put their economy in even more economic turmoil. That's really sad if you ask me. So, when you think about it, poverty is really a big factor to education. You can't be poor and get a good education. Okay, now, the second is labor. You might be thinking, who has to do labor? But it's true that a lot of people around the world have to work instead of go to school. One girl in India works in the fields instead of going to school, and she attends night school instead and is only at a second grade reading level when she's in 16, which is really amazing to me. Now, third barrier to education is location. So you could live really far away, have to cross treacherous terrain, and in the bearing heat or the bearing cold. That's a really big barrier to education, because when you get to school, even if you might not even get to school, you can't concentrate at all. Okay, so the last barrier to education are gender values. You may have heard of Malala. The Taliban, when they were in Pakistan, she was not allowed to go to school. And she was not even allowed to, like, walk in the streets without a man, chaperone, which is really sad. And so, because the Taliban, they just valued women as, men, for gender values. Okay, so, I'm just going to tell you a little about Guatemala's access to education. Guatemala's constitution specifies that education is free and compulsory from ages 3 to 15. That is not really true. Even though it states it in their constitution, it's not really true.
current education system is underfunded and ill-equipped to handle the number of students eligible to attend. That means, that's a lot of words for you there. I'm just gonna put them in a nutshell. That means that they don't get enough money for education, and it does not focus on the students that aren't, like, able to attend. Access to schools in rural areas is often limited, with students required to travel long distances and attend school. Private schools are available and have higher standards of education, but the average family cannot afford tuition. So I guess private schools probably only have like 5 kids. That's the same in America, but hey, for a population that's like much higher than ours in America, well... sorry, not much higher, but, for about the same as ours in America, that's actually pretty good. They are making progress. And the total adult literacy is 76%. And, so that's really amazing for me. I hope you think so too. Okay, just to close this, I'm gonna end with the national anthem. Because I know you all probably really liked it, and I really liked it too. Before we close, a special thanks to CultureGrams. Really great website, and so thanks, CultureGrams. Here we go for the national anthem. So good. Thanks for watching, everybody.